This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Okay, I'm willing to have a little bit of fun with all of this. I thought this was probably my favorite meme I've seen so far of the day. Text STOP to opt out of updates on top secret U.S. war plans.
It's pretty good.
Thank you, Joe, for sending that along. That's not exactly what happened, but you know, we can admit that it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny how the left is overreacting to it. And we have to admit on the right side of the spectrum that at some point, somebody's got to take responsibility for it, which I think Waltz did. But he also said, I don't have this guy's phone number in my phone, so how did his number get added to the text string? If he was responsible for the text string and he didn't add the phone number in there, how did it get added? I mean, it's a fair question, and I think we'll get to the bottom of it. I do not believe in coincidences in politics. I do not. I have Nick Lee Ambrose on the phone with us right now, former National Young Republican Chair, GOP National Committee Woman for Maryland. And Nick Lee, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Good morning.
How about the overreaction, almost fisticuffs they came to yesterday in this hearing with, of course, Tulsi Gabbard and others there in Congress? What's your take on all this?
Obviously, there's first of all, it takes Republicans to get this stuff moving so quickly on the one hand, but Democrats cannot handle how successful this Trump team has been, right? Democrats like being in power. They like using the government as a jobs program. So when you have, a former Democrat like Tulsi Gabbard in particular, who left the Democrat Party, who rejected that, who is now working with the Trump team, there is a special kind of ire Democrats reserve for someone like a Tulsi Gabbard for an RFK. So we have to expect that is always going to be a huge sore point for the Democrats. And then you look at President Trump and what his administration is doing, and you see that Trump has done more in the first few weeks of his term than Biden did in his entire 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of resentment. They're hateful. And then they're even more hateful because the president's approval numbers keep going up. The Democrat Party's approval numbers are at historic lows in perhaps the mid-20s, depending on the poll you look at. And they're used to being able to scream and get a result. And the only result they're getting now is they've exposed themselves to Americans.
Well, there's also been so much pushback against Trump and every little thing he does, in particular from these, you know, Biden appointed or Obama appointed federal judges who now a lot of these Republicans are looking to impeach. Where does this go from here? Because it doesn't sound like they'd have enough votes in the Senate to be able to do that officially.
Right. So even if you could impeach a judge in the House with a simple majority, you're not going to get the 2/3 vote in the U.S. Senate. You're just not going to find that many Democrats. And you might even, the Democrats might be able to peel off of a few Republicans in the Senate. So I don't think these impeachment articles are going to go anywhere. But here are some of the options, right? One, you have Daryl Issa, a great congressman from California, who has put forward a bill that might be voted on next week to limit the ability of U.S. district court judges to issue nationwide injunctions. And that could be voted on as soon as next week in the House. So it would be curious if that made it to the Senate, what the vote, you know, who you'd get in the Senate on that. That's a more reasonable, practical path than impeachment, certainly. At the same time, we have to look at if scope. This is eventually all of these court cases are going to make it to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court made a sweeping ruling, it could really cut down on this judicial activism, this bizarre practice of the lowest level of the federal judiciary thinking they can make a political statement and it affecting the whole nation, which is not supposed to be what a little district court ruling historically does until it moves up the food chain.
Yeah, I love that you're drawing that distinction, too, because most people don't realize that. I mean, right. You often think that it's the Supreme Court that's going to make ultimately national decisions, and you've got lower court judges that are a year into their judgeship who think they have the power to overrule the president of the United States.
Absolutely. And essentially what we're seeing here is this is going to be a showdown between the executive and judicial branches, right? In those three co-equal branches of government that are constitution established, right? Each of those branches is supposed to be jealous of their power. So for this judicial overreach that we are seeing, this the Democrats' game of lawfare, once again, they have not learned the lesson from how that backfired on them last year in 2024, and here they continue. But this lawfare, this judicial activism from very leftist judges, thinking they control the United States' foreign affairs and our national security, Let's be clear. The Constitution is abundantly clear. This is the job of the President of the United States, and it is tremendous judicial overreach for them to try to take this job away from the President. The President should fight it. He is right to fight it. And this is going to be a showdown between these two branches of government.
Yep. Nicolae Ambrose, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Great chatting.
Yeah, great chatting with you. We appreciate getting you on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.